The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good speech.
Nice and short.
Leaves more time for drinking. Break out the ale! These men are thirsty!
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Here, drink up. We'll never finish the other three.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to another version of the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, everything on the vine all the time. Yes, this is The Wine Crush. And this is, of course, the show that's all about you and your questions about wine. So, as always, we encourage you, give us a call. Let us know what's on your wine mind. Drop a call on the wine line at 877-4-CRUSH-1. Or for those of you who tend to be a bit shyer, you can email me at lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, of course, we take things seriously about wine around here, and we have to, of course, note that it is harvest. So there are all kind of great things going on out in California right now. Chardonnay is rolling in. Sauvignon Blanc is rolling in. It doesn't seem to be as big of a year as the previous harvest have been. So we should expect some great things here in about 3 months or so to see what's coming up with the 2009. But now that we got the wine out of the way, we can get to the true theme of today's show. More important than anything else, yes, it is football season. I know wine is a lovely pastime. I know it makes a great lifestyle for some of us, but let's face facts, life is not worth living without football. And yes, football kicked off this past weekend. I will say my beloved Georgia Bulldogs had a bit of a stumble, but past that, I have great faith that it's going to be an outstanding season. Now, all of our fateful listeners are kind of wondering, where exactly do football and wine fit together? Believe it or not, they do. You cannot have a good tailgate. You cannot have a good party. You cannot have a good celebration without the fruits of the vine to be included on game day. After all, grapes and pigskin go remarkably well together. So to help us along that line today, we do have two outstanding guests. One of them is going to be Don Danielson. He is the National Sales Director for Gurgitch Hills, and he's going to talk a little bit about harvest and, of course, give his 2 cents worth on whether or not wine and football mix. But for our loyal listeners, you will remember Chef John Dressler. He is joining us today to give us his favorite picks for tailgating, what we need to do, and how to make the perfect tailgate. So between those two things, I figure we have all aspects covered. The one thing we haven't covered, of course, are my wine recommendations for today. Now, once again, I'm a University of Georgia alumni. I bleed red and black. So today's two recommendations come with that in mind. The first is Fog Dog Chardonnay. Fog Dog Chardonnay is from the great people at Freestone Vineyards. For those of you who are truly wine geeks, you know that this is a Joseph Phelps family production, but they do a Chardonnay Sonoma Coast. It's out of this world. It has some great minerality to it. It's very lively, and it's going to be a great transition into the fall. We've been doing things with a lot of fruit. We've done things with a lot of tropical base. This one has a little bit more mineral, a little bit more, I don't know, down-to-earth style. So for those of you who are looking for that perfect pairing for fried chicken for your Saturday tailgates, or Sunday for those of you who waste your time with the pros, then this is the Chardonnay for you. Now, for those of you who are into red wines for these events, then, of course, we have to look for Doghouse Chardonnay. And, Doghouse Cabernet. Doghouse Cabernet, as you can see, my producer's looking at me. Yes, I am in the doghouse. I am sorry, Kent. I will pay attention when
Please
I
do.
Am rambling on.
Yes.
You've heard me speak about Doghouse Chardonnay before. Doghouse Cabernet is a great value wine. It is brought to us from the kind people of Majestic Marketing, who also do Kendall Jackson. So any people who put that much wine together on a regular basis should be able to do a fairly good, inexpensive red wine. And this certainly is it. You should be able to find it at all your local mega marks, most likely for under $7.99. It is a drinkable red wine. It's got great fruit to it. It has a little bit of raspberry, has a little bit of blackberry. But it's one of those wines we call a deck wine. All of a sudden, it kind of slips up on you, and all of a sudden, you're decked. Great thing to drink outside. Hey, a note on that, though. One of the major head honchos of this studio was wandering around here earlier, and I know I just said it has raspberry in it. for our listeners who may not really be on top of the wine thing yet, when I say a wine has raspberry in it, it does not mean that someone has come along and put raspberries into the bottle or has put raspberry flavoring into the wine. It simply means that somehow along the lines with all the little chemical combustion that's been going on to turn the grapes into alcohol, that the flavors and the essence of what you get from a raspberry has materialized within the wine. So no, in fact, if I say there's raspberry in it, it does not mean raspberries have been added. Kent, you're looking awful confused.
But what do you mean?
You have a raspberry flavor to it.
Flavor to it.
Do you know what a raspberry smells like?
Yeah.
Well, if you put your nose into that glass of red wine, you're going to smell a raspberry. It's very simple.
Okay.
Now, honestly.
Now is that like in the nose of the beholder, though?
No, pretty much we can all agree, those of us who are into wine, if I tell you it smells like raspberry.
We all smelled it would smell like raspberry.
I promise you, you're going to get the raspberry off it. Now, if you're asking me actually how it happened, my degrees are in international marketing, international finance, and business administration. I have no chemical background whatsoever, but if it'll make you feel better, I will find some poor chemist to get on the show, and he can explain to us how that happens.
Sure, we should.
Okay, we'll work on that. All right, back on my tangent. So once again, Doghouse Cabernet is our red wine recommendation for the week, and our white wine recommendation is Fog Dog Chardonnay. Of course, go dogs. Now, thinking about wine and football, it's very, very hard if you think about, the people who paint their faces and get out their jerseys and you see them crushing beer cans on your head, you're trying to think, how can that crowd possibly not make fun of me if I drink wine? Well, you have to understand wine has many, many personalities, and it's perfectly accepted for football. In fact, just like you can do a wine dinner, you can actually pair your wines by the teams that you're playing. For example, for those of you who follow SEC football, when Georgia plays South Carolina, it's like going to a garden party. So you can get out little Sauvignon Blancs, you can get out light Chardonnays, and it's just going to be a nice, refreshing day, a pretty day out in the sunshine. If we play the cute little Pac-10 teams, something light and fruity is always great. Maybe a little Riesling, maybe a little Gewurztraminer. You don't need anything seriously to play those West Coast teams. Now, however, when Georgia plays Florida and LSU, you really know that that's about to be an all-out brawl. So whatever you're drinking needs to have shoulders, it needs to have teeth, it needs to have backbone. So a big Cabernet, a big old Barolo, something that's just big, mean, and ugly, is the kind of wine. So see, just like you can do wine dinners and pair with courses, you can pair with your teams. So just a reminder, as you're going through your football season, just take your schedule and plan ahead, and you can plan your menu for tailgating around the team you're playing.
Well, sounds interesting.
It is. It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, no, but if I were playing somebody really tough, I would not drink anything that wasn't in a plastic bottle because it's going to get smashed across your teeth.
Absolutely not. We always hold our decorum, we always behave, and we always act like ladies and gentlemen.
At
football games, yes, sir.
In the Laurel world, we do.
Yes, we were raised right, Kent. We were raised right. We save all of our foul language for after the game. All right, we have gotten a little bit off track, but we remind you we want to hear from you. And in light of that, I will remind you this is the last week on our website for the poll on what we do with wine snobs. It's a shame with Kent saying the plastic bottle and breaking their teeth with it. We couldn't have that as a solution. But we do have four perfectly acceptable ways to deal with the wine snob. We encourage you to go to winecrush.com and vote for your favorite idea on that. Also, just reminding you, we are having a photo contest on how you include wine in your daily life. Send in the best photo and someone's going to win a charming Wine Crush t-shirt. Well, right now we have to take a small break. When we come back, we will have Don Danielson, the National Sales Director for Gurgit Shills, enlighten us a little bit about harvest and what goes on in his football world.
We've got more Wine Crush coming up in a moment.
He took me to the Spider Club at Hollywood and Vine. We drank champagne and we danced all night.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and while we're off trying to win one for the Gipper with Kent up there in the booth with our music choices, we get to greet right now Mr. Don Danielson. He is with Gurgitch Hills, and he is joining us to give us a little bit of history on Gurgitch and, more importantly, a harvest report. Don, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I am doing outstanding. How are you today?
I'm great.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with someone from Gurgitch Hills. You know that Mike Gurgitch, the whole history of Gurgitch just resonates with us at the Crush. We've talked about the whole French paradox and exposition forever and ever. But it's nice to get a modern-day version, Don. Tell us what's going on at Gurgitch.
Well, you know, it is. It's an honor for me to work for somebody like Mike Gurgitch because he's actually in his 52nd vintage in
is
the
Is he really?
Valley. Yeah. And he came over in 1957 from Croatia and worked for people like Andrei Chelichev way back in the beginning at BV. And then from there, he was with Robert Mondavi in the beginning when he first started his winery. And then went on to form Chateau Montelena, which is obviously a very famous winery considering that the wine that Mike made won the Judgment of Paris and put California on the map. So we're all very proud of that.
Yeah, and for the record, Bottle Shock was bogus. The whole fact they never mentioned Mike Gergich and that whole thing, that whole movie needs to be thrown out and started over.
Well, we're happy that people learned a little bit about it. It's such a historic event and something that was really important in the California wine history. It's unfortunate that, you know, it wasn't a little more accurate than what truly happened. But I think it made people interested in that history, and Mike played a huge part in that.
Yeah,
and that introduced them to Austin Hills, which is the other part of our name, and that's the two families together. And right after that, Gergich Hills Winery back in 77.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the questions I get all the time, where's Gergich Hill? And I'll look at people and say, what are you talking about? Well, Gergich, where's the hill for Gergich? And I'm like, oh, boy, no, that's not how this works.
Yeah, and that's understandable because usually in wineries, if it's two families, there's a hyphen, and we didn't do that back in the beginning. So it can be a little bit confusing, but we're just happy that people can pronounce the first name. So, but anyway, so that's how it all began, and we're in the midst of our 2009 harvest, which is going great. We started on September 1st with Sauvignon Blanc. And the quality is just fantastic this year. This is going to be one of those vintages. So far, we've only done our white wine, but both this Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay are really great. The actual tonnage, though, or the amount of grapes that we're getting is a little less, which isn't necessarily a bad thing because sometimes that means that qualitatively it's better. And we've got a lot of great wine to sell some from previous vintages, so we're happy with whatever Mother Nature gives us.
I think it's great. It seems like harvest is a little bit late for some people this year, and I love hearing you say that even though it's a little bit less than that year, it should be better quality. A lot of times we get people talking about the doom and gloom, how heavy harvest is and all this. It's nice to know that our top-end producers are saying that it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, and like I said, that's for us. I mean, I think that over the years, changing our farming practices to being organic and now what's called biodynamic, which is the highest form that you can achieve in organic farming. I think that's made our vines and our vineyards very strong and helps us to produce better wine, even in a lesser vintage or when, you know, other people are having huge problems. So we've been pretty consistent over the last several decades, and we're proud of that.
Well, you should be. Actually, Gergich Hill Chardonnay was one of my wine recommendations about 4 weeks ago. I absolutely love that wine. Year in, year out, y'all have one of the most consistent, great Napa Valley Chardonnays that you could possibly ask for.
Well, we've made it in one certain style for 33 years, and we really like that style because it's higher in acidity. The oak is a little bit toned down. It doesn't have that buttery characteristic, which nothing wrong with that. It's just our personal style. We prefer it a little bit crisper and more tart because we think that goes with food in a much better way. And it also helps it to age, you know, a lot longer. So, you know, our Chardonnays will go 15, 20 years easily in your cellar, which makes it a great investment also.
You're one of the few people, I will agree with your winery's assessment, your Chardonnays can age 10 years. I did a vertical of Gergich about 9 months ago, and the wines were all holding great. A lot of times we'll have people on the show that say, oh, yes, our Chardonnay will hold 10 years. And you're thinking, that thing can't hold 2 minutes. So,
Yeah, well, I'm actually in North Carolina because before coming to Charlotte today, I was up at Pinehurst doing the Food and Wine Festival up there. And I did a seminar, and we poured our 98 Chardonnay, and it just was a beautiful wine, and I think it was a big hit with everybody. So it just goes to show you that white wines can't age. So,
yes, they can. All things worthwhile hold their beauty, at least what I keep telling myself that. All right, well, I got to ask you, you're being thrown into the middle of a football show today just because I'm all fired up about tailgating. Do you have a favorite football team?
Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to college football, my favorite is LSU.
All right, an SEC man.
Yeah, I'm adopted SEC because my soon-to-be wife and family are big, huge LSU fans. They're from South Louisiana. So I went to a Midwestern Big Ten school, and we all know the opinion on that down here. So I'm a convert. I'm an LSU fan, and once I went to my first game in Death Valley, I was hooked. So I'm looking forward to a great season.
So not only are you in charge of good wines, you're smart, and you're marrying up. Don, I like you even more. Well, a question that's going to be pervasive throughout the show. Which one of the Gurgitsch wines would you recommend for a football tailgate and why?
Well, you know, in the beginning part of the season where it's hot, I'd say Fumé Blanc, and I can attest that it goes great with grilled alligator. it's a great wine. And then as, you know, the fall comes on and you get those kind of deeper, darker flavors of the food in the fall, then I really like our Zin because I think it's balanced and, you know, is an awesome wine with gumbo or something like that. So it moves on as the season goes on, I should say.
Now, I think people tend to forget about your Zinfandel. For a while, it was allocated and it was hard to get. Are there any problems getting your Zinfandel these days?
No, it's the smallest production of our wines, but we try and make it available to whoever wants it. Again, it was one of those wines that before we became 100% estate, we bought a lot of grapes for it. And once we started just using our own vineyard, we made less wine, but we think we make a better wine now. So it's maybe a little bit hard to find, but I think if you go into your local favorite wine shop, they'll be able to get it for you. And it's just a beautiful, elegant, understated style of Zin and goes great with food.
Now, for our listeners who might not be able to find your Zin or sometimes your Fumé Blanc, do y'all have a website where they can order wines?
Sure. We at www.gurgitsch, which is GRGICH.com. We have all that on there. And then there's also a way to contact the winery. So if you want to buy it directly in your market and don't know where to go, you can always just email us and we'll send you back your local retailers and that type of thing that carry our wine.
Well, I have one last quick question before we get off on the tangent. It still floors me, as long as I've been in this business, for you to have said that this is Mike Gurgitsch's 52nd vintage. Does he ever talk about what his favorite vintage is, or when he starts comparing the vintages, what does he have to say about that?
Well, I've never had a specific conversation about favorites with him. I think one of the monikers that you hear from Mike, and it's an honor to be able to talk with him about the history of the Napa Valley, is one of the reasons why he moved to the Napa Valley is when he was in school at the University of Zagreb learning about winemaking, his professor took a trip to California, and when he came back, he told his students that it was paradise, and he really believed that it was, you know, one of the best areas that he's seen weather-wise and probably was going to be great for growing grapes. And this was back in the early 50s. And I think that really kind of inspired Mike to move there. So,
well, he certainly has made an impact on the valley, without a doubt. Well, we are looking forward to tasting that 52nd vintage. And, Don, it's always great to have you on the show and running around talking about Gurgitsch. So thank you very much for being part of the Crush. And after you get done with harvest, we'll have to have you back.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? there be a right choice. Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and even around here on football game day, we are rolling tide with the Alabama Crimson Tide. At least Kent has finally moved into the SEC. Let's see if we can let him find something else more interesting to listen to as the game progresses. All right, well, we are moving into the second quarter, and that usually means it's all about you, which means we need your phone calls. We need you to call 877-4-CRUSH-1 and drop a call on the wine line. No question too big, too small, too dense, or too stupid. We accept all of them around here except for those with 4-letter words. Also, for those of you who are a little shyer, we encourage you email us, Laura Lawson, LauraLawson at winecrush.com. Also, for those of you, we have a Facebook web group. It is called, of course, Wine Crush, and we'd love to see you become part of it. So those are all the great ways to get in touch with us, and we would love to hear from you. But before we do that, we do have 2 interesting news items. You know me, I really love stupid wine in the news. But we're going to tie it into football. Hey, for you Big Ten people out there, you actually have your own appellation. The feds that regulate wine have granted a new American viticulture area, the American word for appellation. This is to be known as the Upper Mississippi River Valley. This is a big box AVA. It covers 29,914 square miles. It covers Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Now, for those of you who pay attention to the show, you know that AVAs are supposed to be special designated areas in which there is something unique about that little area, whether it's Napa Valley, whether it's Sonoma Valley, whether it's Oakville, whether it's Rutherford. Generally, we think of these things as small and having something environmentally impactful in the way the wines taste. Now, although I love the fact that there is wine produced around the country and in every state, I have a very, very hard time believing that those 29,914 square miles are going to all have geographically similar features. So, Big Ten, you definitely have your own AVA. Do I think it's a waste of ink and a waste of space? Yes, I do. If you want to be designated, then find something unique about your own little area. Apply for it. Other than that, if we start grouping all these states together, we're going to wind up with another civil war. All right. Right now, we do have a call on the wine line. We have a Wanda from North Carolina. Wanda, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I am outstanding, Wanda. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm a huge fan, and I have an interesting question for you.
All right. Huge fans I like. Interesting questions I sometimes see as a challenge.
Okay, here you go. Love wine, love football, love tailgating. Don't want to take glass bottles of wine to a tailgate party. Can I pour my wine into some other container that's not breakable and take it with me to the game? What's the best thing to take?
That would be a beer can, wouldn't it?
Yes, very, very, very funny.
Something not breakable. Is there an etiquette about that? Of a nice Pinot, for instance.
Actually, this question has come up a lot, and it depends on how particular you want to be. I went to the University of Georgia. I still have the scars on my legs where we take Ziploc baggies full of bourbon. That's not really the aspect we're looking for here. There is something called a wine pouch, and it is made to look kind of like a pocketbook. And in all honesty, I have one. It can look kind of like a coach pocketbook. And so you can carry this into football games, and it very discreetly has a little mouth on it. And what it is, the best thing I can describe it is like the old Sherpa bags people used to drink out of. They're literally little sacks where you can take your bottle of wine, you pour it inside, and it's got kind of like you were talking about the inside of a cooler, so it's very negative, it's flavorful. And you pour your bottle of wine in that, you throw it over your shoulder, and people don't look at it. They think it's a purse. And then you can take it and squeeze it out into your glasses once you get into the game. As far as tailgating goes, Wanda, I know this goes against what a lot of us think. There are some wines in boxes out there that are very good. Doghouse does one of them. Delicata Vineyards does a Boda box. And these things, they're great. They're biodegradable. They're disposable, and they're recyclable. And you can take those to tailgates and don't have to worry about bouncing them off the concrete.
Isn't the Australians that package their wine predominantly in these disposable containers?
Surprisingly, no. It is the Californians. As far as what's available in our market, if you want to look at the market that does the most disposable containers, believe it or not, it's France, and they put them in 2-liter bottles. But unfortunately, FDA won't let us get our hands on those, so we don't see them that often. With Australia having the bulk market they do, when you find 1.5s and 3 liters and stuff like that, that tends to be more of your Australian wines. But most of what you're going to get in a box in your local Mega Mart these days is going to come from California.
Mm-hmm. How do I know a great box wine? Is it priced? How do I know the good one?
The good news is what's happening today is a lot of the people who you used to like their $7.50, just their regular bottle of wines, they're starting to advertise and go into boxes. Kendall Jackson has a product in a box. Sutter Home has a product in a box. Mondavi has a product in a box. Gallo does. And all you have to do really is to look at the shelves and start lining up the vineyard's names. Just like on bottles of wine, if you flip the boxes around, it will say boxed in, packaged in, or developed in, and it'll give you the name of the winery. I am a firm believer that price does not equate to quality. So if there's a winery you like, I suggest you go look in the alternative packaging aisle and see what you can find. So I hope that helps you with your tailgating endeavor, and thank you for calling in and being part of the crush. We always love to hear inquiring minds. All right, I'm Laura Lawson, and as you can see, this is the show that's all about you and your questions. So do call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Right now, we're going to have to take a small break, but as we head into the third quarter, we're going to have Chef John Dressler tell us what to eat with our wine.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX, performance you can feel.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. For our true listeners, you'll remember the talk about the really good job from Murphy Good. If Kent, our producer, keeps on with these lovely fight songs, that one being Clemson Tigers, we're going to have a really good job available here at the Wine Crush. So feel free, send your resumes, info@winecrush.com. Thanks, Kent.
Thank you.
All right. Right now, I believe we have another guest on the line. We have Chef John Dressler. He is joining us today to talk about some of his tailgating specialties. Jed, welcome to the Crush.
Thank you, Laura. How are you? Nice to be back again.
It is nice to have you. We had so much fun with you before, and now we can not worry about people looking over our shoulders and censoring us. So we'll have a good time with this one.
Hey, question. Can we play the Penn State fight song? You know, I'm a proud Nittany Lion.
He can't seem to find a Georgia fight song right now, so the answer is no.
In the doghouse, John.
Oh, very funny. Very funny.
No pun intended.
All right. Well, Jed, we are looking at tailgating, and what we're talking about, that wine is perfectly acceptable for any kind of tailgating function. In fact, you and I have known each other long enough. You know it's mandatory for me. But what do you do when you're tailgating? Some of our listeners think the idea of tailgating is to throw a bucket of wings on the back of a pickup truck and that's it.
Well, wings are okay for the house, but we like more highfalutin tailgating when it comes our way. We've been tailgating for years and years and years, probably going back, 25 years when I was at Penn State. And tailgating to us means cold beer, cocktails, and fine food. Tenderloins, shrimp cocktail, crab dip. We like the finer foods. The wings we like to keep for the house on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon when the neighbors are hanging out and you can cook some wings. But we like some of the finer foods at our tailgates.
You mentioned crab dip. I know that's the one thing you're known for. Tell us about your crab dip and how you actually show it off at tailgating.
Well, crab dip, what you have to do is you've got to heat it up for a tailgate because it it can get a bit dicey because, you know, you always have to worry about your temperature. But our crab dip is lump crab meat, cream cheese, lemon juice, Tabasco, touch of red onion, a little bit of white wine. Who am I missing? Old Bay, sour cream, and bechamel sauce. And,
oh, good God.
And it's rich, and what we do is you've got to get an oven to heat it up in, and then you take it down for your tailgate. You get a chafing dish, light it up, and you're good to go. As far as tenderloin is concerned, a lot of people always think you have to serve steak hot, but steak doesn't necessarily have to be served hot. It's okay if it's cold, and it's okay if it's room temperature. So, you know, we'll cook some tenderloins the night before, plate them up, put them in the refrigerator, and then travel down for the tailgate. You take them out, let the sun warm it a little bit. Of course, if it's State College or Philadelphia in November, December, or January, you're not really warming anything up.
I was about to say, it's just going to freeze sitting out there, isn't it?
Well, then you're serving cold steak sandwiches, absolutely. But we like to get, you know, some little sourdough rolls, make a little whipped horseradish, and have a party.
You know, I think it's interesting that you say it's highfalutin and this stuff is difficult. But ultimately, when you look at the trouble that a lot of people go to tailgating, they talk about roasting pigs or they talk about frying chicken for hours. What you're talking about is very time consistent in the fact that it's not going to take you that long and everyone's going to enjoy it.
Oh, no, it's a heck of a lot simpler than what most people do for tailgates. I mean, you know, you buy a tenderloin, take you about 15-20 minutes to clean it properly. If you go to your local butcher or your local supermarket, they're more than happy to clean it for you. You can get probably a 6 or 7 pound tenderloin for $100. Once they clean it down, you might have 3.5-4 pounds of meat on there, but 3.5-4 pounds of meat, that's going to take care of 15-20 people without a doubt. And like you said, it's very simple.
It is. And what's interesting is I had to go and do an event a while ago, and I had to go buy chicken for 20 people. Mm-hmm. And I figured fried chicken, nice, cheap, easy way to do this. I'll get chicken and wings. By the time I got out of there, it cost me $79 to buy enough fried chicken to feed these people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got a tailgate we're doing this Sunday, 40 people. And we're doing it as simple as we can do it. We're going to cook all our food the night before. Cook our shrimp cocktail, peel it, put that in the fridge, put it on ice the night before, make a couple of dips, buy a couple of bags of chips, keg of beer, tickets to the game, beautiful sunny afternoon, you're good to go.
Perfect. So I've got to ask you, you know, you've mentioned every time cold beer, and a couple cocktails, but what wine do you want to serve with this tailgate?
This week we're going to serve some Sterling SVR and some Rodney Strong Chardonnay.
I like the way you think.
I figured you would.
Well, yeah, a little bit of red, a little bit of white. Now, I think a lot of people argue that red wine shouldn't be consumed this time of year, but I think if you're going to serve as much tenderloin as you are, then I think it has a perfect home.
Well, red wine should be served 12 months a year. White wine should be served 12 months a year. I'm not very seasonal about my wine. I think wine should be consumed 7 days a week, any day, any time of the year, any way you want.
Well, I like, of course, as always, the way you cook food, the way you think, everything about you, which is why we've kept Shep Dammit around for a long time. Well, I've got to ask, how are your boys going to do this year? How's Penn State?
Penn State looks pretty good. It's an unbalanced schedule this year in our favor. We have 8 home games, 4 road games. We've got Ohio State at home. Our only road games of note are Iowa, Michigan, and Michigan State. Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State. I'm not sure how much challenge there is in any of those squads this year.
Absolutely none. You're not playing anyone in the SEC. You have nothing to stand on.
No, I agree. The Big Ten is about a big 2.5 or big 3 this year. I think it'll come down to that November 7th is a Saturday, November 7th at Beaver Stadium, 3:30. Against the Ohio State Buckeyes, and I look for that winner to travel on to the BCS.
Well, Jed, thank you for coming in and giving your impression of a tailgate and sharing your lovely ideas. It doesn't have to be fancy, but it always has to be good, and that's
always
the way we like it.
Absolutely, and if you don't mind, I'm not going to divulge the location of my tailgate for this week.
Chances are they already have a banner and directions printed, but we will certainly keep that quiet.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Now, see, this is what we like to hear from. I know we think a lot of times that wine and food put together have to be snobby affairs and it has to be difficult. But even with the tailgate, even if you take high-quality food, you can put it together, do something simple, and do something easy. Because ultimately, when it comes down to tailgating, that's what we all want. We want it easy. We want it prepared. We want to be able to drink, to enjoy the game, and to have a good time with our friends. So what we will do is we will have Jed's tenderloin and crab recipe up on our website. Yes, and of course, along with that, we may think about putting the directions to his tailgate, assuming we're sober enough to write them after a while. Interestingly enough, I didn't get to finish up all my great news articles for today, but I think we will end the third quarter with this one. Today, Toyota said that it was developing an anti-drunk driving vehicle that would lock the ignition of a vehicle if high levels of alcohol are detected in the driver. The system features a handheld breathalyzer equipped with a digital camera. The handheld analyzer detects alcohol consumption and then photographs the driver's face for identification and can send the message to administrators. So basically what it's telling you is that our cars are getting to the point, if we have too much fun at a tailgate, it's going to take a picture of us. It's not going to start. It's not going to let us in the car. And it's going to send our message to our loved ones that, yes, we are drunk again. Thank you, Toyota. I think I can do without that one. All right, I'm Laura Lawson. You're listening to The Wine Crush, and we are going into the fourth quarter. But right now, we're going to take a small break, and when we return, my top 10 must-haves for the perfect college tailgate.
I'll have a
white wine spritzer.
Yes.
And you, sir? Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
You look good.
You look good yourself. I thought you were never going to call me.
You did?
But I really wanted you to, and I thought you were never going to.
Do you have kids?
No.
You want mine?
The Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-yah time!
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I am Laura Lawson, and from this point on, we are flying solo in the Wine Crush since we just threw Kent flat out. We have no Georgia Bulldogs, but we do have the University of North Carolina Tar Heels.
Producer's choice.
Yes, producer's choice. Well, I realize for those of you who have listened to the show today, it has seemed a bit disjointed. Why are we doing wine? Why are we doing football? Everyone's doing football. For those of you who don't like football, this has probably been annoying. But the whole point of the Wine Crush is to bring home the concept wine goes with everything. As long as you have a group of people together that are going to relax, that are going to enjoy each other, wine has a place there. And I can't think of a place where you enjoy your friends, whether you enjoy the team or not, more than at a football game. So when you're talking about this, I'm going to pull my whole little Martha Stewart Paula Deen thing together for you. There are 10 things that you must do to have a perfect tailgate. The first one is you have to have true finger food. Growing up in the South, there's always been mounds and platters of all this great food. Eventually, they run out of paper plates, they run out of forks, and there's nothing you can do. Anyone who knows, you want to be able to snack and move. So whether it's fried chicken, whether it's little tenderloin sandwiches, whether it's crudité, whether it's potato chips and dip, you need to have finger food available. Secondly, you never can have too many folding chairs. Ideally, you're one of these obsessive compulsive people that have the cute little chairs in your team colors. But let's think about it. One, you're going to have people that get tired, or two, you're going to have people that drank so much they need to sit down. You can't have too many chairs. It's always an asset to have them. Number three, you always need blankets. Now, blankets serve all kind of different functions along the way, but of course you lay them on the ground for lounging, you lay them down as little rugs. They also can do if the game gets really, really cold, if it starts raining. There is always a reason to have one of these around, so never pack your car to go tailgating without one of these in the car. Number four, trash bags. We always forget trash bags. We always need more than we think we do. Number four is probably your biggest concern. You don't want to leave a whole bunch of chicken bones laying around for the neighbors. That's what the other teams do. That's not what you do. So make sure you plan to dispose of your trash. Number five, you have to have plastic solo colored cups. You must have them, not clear ones, not paper ones, so you can say, "No, officer, this is just a Diet Coke." You have to have a radio tuned to the pregame. You need to have three coolers, one for ice, one for beer, one for your mixers. Most importantly, though, and finally, this rounds out the 10, you have to have the three B's. Beer, bourbon, and bubbles. Because you always have to have a bottle of bubbles on hand to celebrate the victory of whatever team you're cheering for. Well, I'm Laura Lawson. You've been listening to this week's version of the Wine Crush. And as always, we ask you to sip socially. We ask you to drink responsibly. We tell you to drink what you like, not what you're told. But most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.